My guest at this time is New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett. He represents the Garden State's 5th Congressional District and is a member of the House Budget Committee. President Obama on Monday offering some more details on what is a more expensive than even expected budget proposal for fiscal year 2016 and in the 10 years in the future, which is often the way that these budgets are sent to Capitol Hill from the White House. Congressman Garrett now with his reaction. And sir, thanks very much for being with us today.
As always, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, the president is basically saying that these are priorities that need to be pursued. He's kind of blowing off some of the spending caps here, what was left of sequestration. What's your overall thought on his approach to our fiscal future in the 12 months to come in the next fiscal year, but also in the decade to follow?
Yeah, well, my initial reaction is this is just a lousy Groundhog Day repeat. Or as Yogi Berra would say, this is deja vu all over again. In other words, we see the same thing from this president, budget after budget. It increases taxes, it expands the size of the government, it expands the size of the same failed government programs that are not doing anything to help create jobs, what have you. So it's a failure as all the other prior budgets have been.
When you look at the president's priorities, whether it's his middle-class economics, as he calls them, or the way he intends to pursue some of this economic agenda through higher taxes on some folks and targeted taxes in some other ways to provide relief for folks, he calls it middle-class economics. In addition to Groundhog Day, what would you term it as?
Well, it's a failed policy. It is not what the American taxpayers are looking for. It's certainly not what my constituents back in the 5th District in New Jersey are looking for. Look, in short, they want a Washington that lives as they do, which means live within your means, but come up with a budget that actually helps to expand opportunity, expand, create jobs, create more prosperity in the country. This goes in the opposite direction. For example, how can you possibly say raising taxes on spending and investment is a good thing? If you raise taxes on something, you discourage that activity. If you discourage saving and investment, that means you're walking in the opposite direction of job creation. You're discouraging good job creation and job growth.
Sir, the total price tag here is about $4 trillion, and the budget does not balance here as far as the eye can see. So for a president who just talked about slashing the deficit significantly in the State of the Union address, what do you make of those numbers?
Well, those are the same sort of numbers we get year in and year out. I remember being in budget committee last year and asking the administration, when does this budget balance? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years? And of course, the answer then is the same as this year's budget. It never balances. That means that our kids, our grandkids, are going to be the ones ultimately paying the price for the largesse that this president puts in his spending packages this year.
Congressman, obviously a lot of folks are shuddering at the idea of $4 trillion to fund government operations for 1 year. Others might look at it and say, you know, during the Bush years, the Republicans didn't do a very good job on this either. The deficits grew then. They obviously grew exponentially more in most of the Obama years. But to what extent do both parties deserve the blame, and how does this end up getting reversed finally?
Yeah, sure. So I never defended the Bush administration spending. I often criticize what President Bush did. But President Obama is Bush's spending on steroids. I mean, look, the debt right now will be $229 billion. I should say the interest on the debt will be $229 billion. That's a huge sum of money. It's going to go up to over $780 billion by the end of this cycle. That's more money than we spend on defense. That's more money than we spend on Medicaid. That's more money than we spend on all the the discretionary stuff combined. When you're spending so much money on the interest on your debt, that means you don't have any money to spend on the things that you have to spend on.
So how do you go about reversing this? This is the huge fight all the time, of course, not only between parties, but sometimes within the Republican Party about what's realistic and what's needed, depending on one's perspective. What's your approach to eventually or quickly getting this under control? Is it better to go after this immediately? Is it better to go after this over time? And how to do it?
Well, first of all, the Republicans, and as you know, I'm the senior member on the Budget Committee. We will be coming up with our budget, which I presume will come out of committee, out of the House, and in the Senate. It'll be a realistic budget. It'll be a budget that actually tries to live within our means. and also tries to help promote growth and job creation. And once we have that laid out, we'll, you know, the American public will have their choice and their voice will be heard. Do we have a budget that actually grows the economy, or do we have one like we've seen in the past that stunts it, restrains it, and leads to the dismal economic growth that we've seen over the last several years? I think the public's voice will be heard strong on this.
Congressman, do you see any fiscal priorities where the Republican Congress and this president are going to find common ground, or is this basically just kind of a presidential wish list that's not being taken all that seriously? Because, like you said, it's kind of what he's been sending up every year.
As you heard this president during his State of the Union address, that was just another wish list of things that were not spoken of in reality. He did not speak in reality in the sense that Republicans just won the House and the Senate handily. The American public had rejected his spendthrift bailout type of spending patterns that he has in the past. And the American public also has rejected the idea that we have to live in an economic morass that we've lived over the last 6 years. We have to turn things around, and I think that's what the public is asking Washington to do.
Last topic here, Congressman. He also mentioned, the president did today in unveiling this budget proposal, that later this month funding will run out for the Department of Homeland Security if Congress and he do not act. He basically said Republicans are potentially threatening not to fund the Department of Homeland Security over opposition to the way the president went and changed immigration policy unilaterally. I know that that's not what the House did. You did fund Homeland Security without funding that particular change in immigration policy, and it's in limbo in the Senate right now. What do you see as the most likely path forward on that debate in the next few weeks?
If we take the president at his word, he always says he wants to work with us. Fine. The House has passed a Homeland Security appropriation bill that funds everything that we need to do there. It's over in the Senate. Let them take it up. If they agree with us, it'll land on his desk. The way he works on us is to say, pass that bill, and then if he has other ideas on immigration policy and the like, then he should be coming back to Congress and addressing those in the next step. But right now, it's most important that we make sure that Homeland Security, that appropriation bill, a clean bill, if you will, passes both houses and gets signed into law.
And if he vetoes it?
Well, then he will be, speaking out of both sides of his mouth on that issue, because he said he wants to work with us, and that would indicate that he doesn't want to work with us. We are more than happy to do both, to pass a clean Homeland Security bill on the one hand today, and we're more than happy to work with him on immigration reform as the following step to this. So let's see if the administration keeps to their word and works with us on these things.
Congressman, a lot of work ahead. Thanks very much for spending some time with us, sir.
Great. Thanks so much for the opportunity again.
You bet, sir. New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th congressional district. As he mentioned, senior Republican on the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.